You know, when you think about it, fish are just like vegetables. New ones turn up every season with lots of great possibilities. But the thing is that we're so used to seeing the usual suspects in the seafood case, it's easy to overlook the newbies or to be intimidated by them. Well, former chef Barton Seaver has been cooking from the sea since he was a little kid. And now he's a National Geographic explorer working to reestablish healthy oceans. Barton's written a book for Cod and Country, Simple, Delicious, Sustainable Cooking. Barton, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. It's a real honor.
So, Barton, what does it mean to buy fish in season?
Well, most of the fish that we eat are available to us year-round. However, like vegetables, each fish has a season in which it is the most plump, flavorful, juicy, most available, cheapest. And that's something that we've largely forgotten about seafood. But it's something that is worth celebrating, just as much as the first strawberry of spring or asparagus. So too is that first plump, rich salmon coming back up into the streams. It's worth celebrating.
So, Barton, what fish are best in the spring?
Oh, well, this is many of our favorites really become available from halibut and sable fish season in Alaska and the beginning of the legendary salmon runs on the West Coast. Blue crabs, both hard shell and soft shell over on my coast and the East Coast here. The shad runs of the Connecticut River in New England and squid really available year round as well. But when those fish are delivered fresh as they can be in the spring, that flesh is just pristine and pure and all the flavors and the aromas. I mean, wow. And it takes so little to cook them, so easy, and it's so much fun and cheap.
So we're talking here herring and sardines, I would imagine, have the same kind of treatment, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And mackerel, another one of my favorites, especially Spanish mackerel. There's a couple of different kinds of mackerel from Boston, chub and Spanish. But Spanish has the most sort of dense flesh, and it stands up well to a nice sauté or made into a taco, something like that. I mean, it's just a wonderful, rich, flavorful fish that takes on the flavors of lime and pico de gallo well, stands up to the fatty richness of guacamole. I mean, it's just a marvelously malleable flavor and something really worth eating. And again, you know, these are some of the very best fish for us in terms of omega-3 contents, can be low in toxicity and environmental toxins such as methylmercury, and really all around good eating.
These are small fish too. So these little fish, when you mentioned the mercury thing and the contamination thing, these little fish tend to be much less likely to have problems in those areas, right?
Yeah. Biotoxins such as methylmercury or PCBs are aggregated through simply eating. And a small fish eats less than a big fish over the course of its lifetime. And it's just a simple equation as that. But also it depends on where they're caught and the life cycle of each fish. And so there's no steady, fast rule to this, but by and large, the smaller the fish, the better. And I don't mean baby fish. Let them grow up, but the fish that are naturally smaller are usually better for us.
Let's go to the flip side of fresh, though. How about canned?
Canned fish. I love thinking inside the can. Canned fish really represents not only some of the most economically viable meals, some of the best for us meals that we can find with seafood, but also, honestly, some of the most sustainable as well. And this is often a surprise to people. Certainly tuna has its battles to fight, and there are sides to that. But canned tuna can be a really wonderful, sustainable, healthy product, especially when you start talking about pole-caught albacore, skipjack tunas, the chunk light varieties that usually include those two species. These are some of the more sustainable, I mean, nearly wonderfully, perfectly sustainable options that we have, low in methylmercury.
Uh-huh.
But then look at some of the other canned products. You've got sardines, mackerel, herring, you've got pink salmon, clams, mussels, oysters, my favorite, anchovies. I mean, these are nearly across the board some of the very best things that we should be eating. And talk about ease of Tuesday night, and you're coming home from ballet and soccer, and you've got a report due, and what? Well, pull out two 7-ounce cans of pink salmon, drain it off, A little bit of mayonnaise, fresh dill, breadcrumbs, lemon juice. Throw it in the oven under a broiler. In 10 minutes, you've got a beautiful pink salmon cake, crisp and crunchy on one side, soft and moist all the way throughout, perfectly cooked. You got your protein portion for four people for, $4 or $5. And you're ready to roll with your broccoli, and there you go.
Okay, Barton, salmon is an easy sell. Sardines, these are not an easy sell. Sell me on sardines. Canned sardines.
Okay. Well, you know, funny enough, our tastes are so subjugated to generational preference. Sardines were one of the most popular fish that we had in America. And, older generations just loved them. And that, nothing better than a sardine, especially to me, with those lightly smoked varieties packed in olive oil, where the oil inside of the can takes on of those luscious hues and the aroma of the smoke and the slight acid of the fish. And you use that oil in the vinaigrette itself, and you mix it with maybe just a little bit of a red wine vinegar and a spritz of lemon juice to really freshen it up, and whisk it with a little bit of mustard so you have this nice emulsified dressing with all of those flavors. And you take some light spring greens with a little bit of spice to them, such as young mustard, kale, and arugula, and you mix it lightly with this vinaigrette, maybe some dried figs over the top, and just a few of these, fillets of the sardine. Talk about an easy lunchtime meal. Throw that together. And,
Maybe a few thin sliced potatoes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's the Midwest niçoise.
Barton, thanks for being with us.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Barton Seaver is author of For Cod and Country. Now, he believes having less fish on our plates with more vegetables is going to help rebalance our oceans. And he has a model recipe for the concept. It's Pacific cod with ginger braised asparagus. And it's on the website, splendidtable.org.